Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I won't be able to watch tomorrow because I have YouTube TV, and apparently Disney and YouTube
that
TV
still going on.
Are in a huge fight. I can't get Channel 9. I can't get ESPN. I can't get ESPN2. ESPN is bringing its longstanding College Game Day show to Texas Tech tomorrow. And one of Kansas City's favorite Tech alums will be joining in on the fun. That is correct. Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Will be on College Game Day tomorrow as the guest picker.
I love it.
Yeah, tomorrow.
We get up for College Game Day. Do you know who's brilliant, by the way?
I love College Game Day. If you say Pat McAfee, I'm going to kick you out of this room.
The most brilliant marketing maneuver by a corporation ever, I'm going to tell you right now, is Home Depot. Home Depot got in early on that College Game Day. They get all those kids out there.
With the hats on.
Everyone's wearing orange with the hats.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I saw one of the competitors has Lowe's, whoever, I don't even know, and I like Lowe's, whoever it is. They just held up a blue bucket and they were like, go Lowe's. And I'm like, you have missed the boat on this.
It might have been last weekend, right before we headed up to Lincoln. I can't remember who was playing. Let's just say it was, I know it was, golly, where were they? I can't recall. But let's just say, just for the sake of argument, it was Rutgers, and they were having College Game Day at Rutgers, which they weren't.
Sure.
But let's just say it was Rutgers, and they were playing Houston University.
Yeah.
Somebody had, you know, the signs that some of these kids come up with are so funny. And one student
had
a sign, and again, it wasn't Rutgers and Houston, but let's just, for the sake of the argument, say it was. Somebody held up a sign that said, nobody at Rutgers ever applied to Houston.
It was the Vandy game.
That's right. It was
against Mizzou.
Against Mizzou.
Because Johnny and I were sitting where eating breakfast?
2 weeks ago.
Hy-Vee Market Grill. We were at the Hy-Vee Breakfast Grill.
Thank you.
Eating, and he looked up and he goes, oh my God, look at that Vandy sign.
Great sign.
And I took a photo of it. I got more hate, shade. I mean, you want to talk about reach on social media. People are like, who even asked you whether we're Mizzou people? And I go, I'm just pointing out.
It's just funny.
That the kids are funny. There's always one kid.
Nobody at Vandy ever applied to Mizzou.
It said we didn't even apply there. Which, if you know anyone whose children go to Vanderbilt, it's like $100,000 a year. It's like it's a baby Ivy.
It's a private school.
It's very hard to get into. It's very expensive. Had they made that joke at the expense of KU, I promise you, I still would have laughed.
Because it was still funny. It was a creative sign. I remember sitting down watching College Game Day and laughing.
Well, and there's a lot of kids from Nashville who go to Mizzou and a lot of kids from St. Louis and Kansas City
who
go to schools in Nashville.
Yes. So here's the one thing I'm going to say. Have you also noticed there are also two kids who love the Lord?
Yes, I've seen those signs.
And there is there is nothing wrong with that. However, I have noticed in the past few weeks they have taken over the airspace, you know, the signs have gotten bigger.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And, you know,
praise Jesus.
It's really look up this Bible verse and this. And I did say, come on. You're taking up all of the room behind the five guys. I do have a problem with that for any messaging, not just religious messaging, because you don't want kids making signs promoting their dad's business. You don't want kids making signs for the other 1,200 religions we have around the world. You know what I mean? I think
I see your point.
College game day should just let's just keep it college game day.
And now, Pat McAfee is a genius. Sorry.
You know what else I don't want to say? I don't want to see political signage. I don't want to see anything about the current administration or the prior administration. Like it's not. I'm
or
not
any
knocking,
future administration.
I'm not knocking religion. I just think we should keep the college game day signs about college.
Now, if you pay attention really close to what's going on behind the scenes, and this has been going on for years, there is always one university's flag that flies in the background, regardless of where they are. Would you care to guess the university and then tell me why?
Is it Texas?
It is not.
I don't know.
It is Washington State University.
And why, pray tell?
Okay, and they're always in the back.
Always.
Always.
No matter what.
Yep. Have you noticed that, Sam? The Washington State flag?
I have not, no.
Every college game day, there is a WSU flag way in the back. They could be in Miami, Florida. It does not matter. There will be the WSU flag in the back. They ended up doing a story about them about 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Who are these people
yeah.
that are at every college game day, no matter where it is?
We're repping Washington State.
And Washington State is getting repped in the back. It's an older couple.
Okay.
They obviously are huge WSU fans. They are in an RV during the fall. And regardless of where, I mean, college game
they
day
just
could
follow
be,
college game day.
Could be in Honolulu, Hawaii, and they would be there. They get in their RV every fall, and they've been doing it for years. And they follow college game day regardless of where they go.
That's cool.
And they always fly the WSU flag in the back.
His name is Thomas Pounds.
Thomas Pounds.
Is that right?
They love Washington State.
Her name is not listed, but he is old Tom Pound.
Old Tom Pound.
Old Tom Pound. Loves Washington State.
Tom Pound will get in his RV, and they go every weekend, no matter where it is.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.